Helen, if you want something to do, why don't you butter this bread for me?
I'm busy.
Well, doing what exactly?
I'm just busy.
No, you're not. You're just lazy. Oh, bother!
I told you making Tommy a birthday cake shaped like a mountain bike was stupid.
Tommy won't think so. Yeah. I think those wheels look quite realistic.
But what about the handlebars?
You could do those for me if you like.
I told you, I've got things to do.
Well, go and do them then.
In a minute.
Helen, you're not going to mope around all half term, are you?
So boring round here.
Then either help me or go and do something unboring.
What?
You could go and read a book or something.
Read a book?
Don't fiddle with those chocolate mini rolls.
I thought you wanted me to help. Excitement at last. I'll get it.
Hello, Helen.
Oh, Robin, come in.
I'm not staying. I only came to pick up those books on organic veterinary medicine that Tony offered to lend me.
Oh, he's left them all ready for you. Helen,
I suppose you want me to go and get them for you.
I'll get them. I know where they are.
Are you enjoying your half term, Helen?
Boring.
What?
What is there to do round here?
Aren't you helping Pat?
Every time I try to help, she tells me off.
Oh, dear. It's a splendid cake. Who's it for?
Tommy. He's having his party this afternoon before John goes back to Brymore.
Are they planning anything special?
They're going to have a mountain bike time trial.
Oh, that sounds different. Not to mention muddy.
It's boring.
Well, I don't suppose it is if you're taking part.
I'd want to.
Here you are, Robin.
Gosh. Well, I hope he doesn't want them back in a hurry.
Helen, where are you going?
To the village.
What for?
See if anything's going on.
Well, if you want to invite someone round, you...
No, thanks.
Oh, dear.
And it's only the first day of half term.
I couldn't help noticing there are rather a lot of youngsters wandering around the village this morning.
I just can't seem to get Helen interested in doing anything.
Now, 1 minute they're bored.
And the moment you ask them to do something, they're busy.
Exactly.
Oh, I think she's a bit put out because it's Tommy's party.
Oh, dear.
And because we've been making a fuss of John before he goes back to Brymore tonight.
Has he started making plans yet for what he does next?
Well, Tony's all for him coming back to the farm, but I think he should go on to agricultural college.
Well, he ought to have a word with Ruth about that.
No, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think she'd be glad to have someone ask her advice. Well, I'd better get on. Thanks for these books.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We seem to have become Ambridge's lending library this morning.
You mean there's a rival vet somewhere mugging up on organic dairy?
No, but I had Elizabeth round this morning asking me what I had on EC food hygiene regulations.
Oh, a nightmare, as I understand.
Yeah. Can't be too careful when it comes to food. And if Nigel's going in for conference facilities, he doesn't want all his clients going down with salmonella.
Oh, perish the thought.
I was just surprised at Elizabeth thinking of it. So it's first day in a new job, and I suppose she wants to impress Nigel.
Well, let's hope she's starting as she means to go on. It'll certainly be a weight off Phil and Jill's mind that Elizabeth's got a proper job.
Yeah, she was telling me this morning all about her prospects and fringe benefits.
Mm, all sounds very positive.
Do you mean people will be able to hear it in the middle of prayers?
That's what Gran said.
Just the flush, or everything.
If it's a very quiet prayer, you'd be able to hear everything.
What are you laughing at, William Grundy?
Hello, Kate. Have you seen this notice?
No.
You go and play, Alice. You're babysitting.
What's it look like, Helen Archer? You have to wear, can't read it through your thick head.
Your mum says you mustn't play in graveyards.
Why not?
Because people are buried in it, not for much longer. My granddad's going to be, if he can afford it. He saved up for it. But now he's had to pay it all for his fine.
This notice says they're going to dig up the churchyard.
We know. It's going to be great.
What? Putting a drain in?
I think they'll still have skin on them.
Probably.
I think I could get a skull.
What do you want a skull for?
I'm collecting them. I've got a dog's one and a sheep's one.
Do you know what will happen when they dig up the bodies?
What?
Ghosts will walk.
Real ghosts?
Real ghosts.
Will we be able to see them?
If you come in the churchyard at night, you'll feel a chill wind and then a...
Kate, what's he doing here?
He's the vicar. Minister stupid.
You're reading the notice for planning permission, I see.
Are they really going to dig up the bodies?
Well, perhaps some bones. This churchyard has been used as a burial ground for centuries.
William wants to know if he can have a skull.
Sorry, William.
I don't mind if it's just a bit of one.
Any bones that get dug up will have to be reinterred.
What's that mean?
It means he has to bury them again.
Hmm. Kate's right.
It was your idea, wasn't it, Mr. Stokes?
It's the law.
I meant to have a laboratory in the church.
Oh, well, it wasn't exactly my idea.
Couldn't have been anybody else's round here.
Okay, are you supposed to be looking after Alice?
Worse luck.
Oh, I just found her down by the gate. She could easily have got out onto the road.
Stupid child.
Couldn't talk to your little sister like that.
I shouldn't have to look after all day while Mum goes off gallivanting.
There, Alice.
These steps is ever so slippery.
Yes, they need the moss scrubbing off them.
Here, William, I hope you ain't up to nothing.
We were just reading the notice.
Well, I'm glad the people of Ambridge think enough of their church to stop and read them.
Nothing else to do.
You ought to be at home helping your mum with Tommy's birthday party.
You slave labour too, Helen.
Worse luck.
Well, you shouldn't be hanging around here.
We were reading the notice, weren't we, William?
Oh, in that case, William can tell me about it on the way home.
No!
You won't have time to have your dinner and get ready for Tommy's party if you don't get a move on.
We're not supposed to dress up.
Well, you won't go into a party dressed like that.
Why won't Alice shut up?
I think it might be because she's cold.
Cold?
She ought to have some gloves on.
What do you know about it?
It is only February.
What should we do now, Kate? I don't know.
What about taking Alice up to see your grandmother?
Yeah, should we go see Gran?
Might as well. Then we can try and dump Alice there. Suppose it's worth a try. Will you give us a lift, Robin?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going in the opposite direction. Bye, Alice. Bye, Kate. Bye, Helen.
Come on, Helen. I suppose we'll have to walk. You can carry Alice first.
What do you mean they're going to be digging people up?
So they can put down drains.
They can't do that.
They can.
Who says?
The minister said they were.
William, is this the truth you're telling me?
Cross my heart and hope to die.
William, it's not funny.
They might dig up Grandpa Larkin.
Oh, I ain't having him dig Dad up.
He'll be buried again.
Well, he shouldn't have to be buried again. Once a person's been put in the grave, that's where they should stay. At peace. That's what at peace means. No more shifting about.
There isn't a death you can write and complain.
When I think of the people I've got in that churchyard.
And they're going to be ghosts.
Now, I don't want you talking to Edward and saying there's going to be ghosts.
He'll be walking through the churchyard in this cold and clammy house.
I don't want to hear about it.
Mum, please don't write and tell him not to dig it up.
Oh, don't be stupid, William. Of course I'm going to write. First chance I get.
You haven't got a typewriter.
What's that got to do with it?
You won't be able to type it.
I don't need a typewriter to say what I've got to say.
What a stupid birthday party.
Your mum's had a brilliant cake.
At my party we have pizzas and a video.
Why don't we go and hire a video?
How are we going to get to the video shop?
Ask your mum to give us a lift.
She won't. Is Alice asleep?
She can hardly keep her eyes open, poor little thing, but she really ought to be at home.
It's not my fault Mum abandoned her.
You were supposed to be looking after her, Kate.
Not my fault Gran was out.
Oh, whose go is it now?
William Grunder's.
Oh, I wish I could have persuaded him to change. I don't know what Clary's going to say when she sees him.
Shouldn't have made him dress up, should she?
I did tell her to send him in jeans because it might be quite muddy.
Quite? Very, I'd say.
Kate, if I give these packets of crisps to you, can you open them and put them in that bowl there? And Helen, you can start putting out the paper cups.
Why have we got to do it?
Because it's better than doing nothing.
I thought you didn't agree with this.
Well, they are made from recycled paper.
Not that. That girl's having to do all the work in the kitchen.
I'm the one that's done all the work around here.
That's what she means.
I haven't seen Dad being much help.
Look, your Dad and John spent hours yesterday and this morning laying out the mountain bike course.
Just the same at our house. Mum goes to look at embroidered armbands, while Dad does all the outdoor exciting stuff.
Tony would never spend all those hours icing Tommy's cake. Let's put the sausage rolls in.
Poor woman's work is never done.
It would be if she had a bit of help.
We didn't expect Tommy to help. I don't know how you have the nerve to call yourself a feminist.
Feminism is not just about who does the cooking and looking after the children, you know. Come in.
Pat, I'm so sorry. Brian told me you got Kate and Alice.
Yes, Alice is upstairs asleep.
What?
Well, I thought it was the best thing. I've put her in our bed.
Oh, Pat, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Kate, why aren't you at home?
You didn't say I had to stay at home.
Pat's got enough on her plate today.
Excuse me, Mrs. Archer.
Well, what's happened to you?
Fell off the bike.
Oh, William, I offered to lend you something of Tommy's.
My mum said I had to be smart.
Oh, do you want to come with me and we'll see if you can get you cleaned up a bit?
Yes, please.
Oh, come with us then. Helen, will you go for the bath on?
They're my best clothes.
I'm sure I can get them cleaned up for you. Back in a minute, Jennifer.
Kate, how could you?
What?
Dragging Alice from pillar to post.
You didn't say I had to stay in.
And I gather you took her up to Gran's. It make me look like?
You said you're only going to be a couple of hours.
It wasn't my fault I got held up.
Well, whose fault was it then?
Come on, Jet. Good dog. Here. Here.
Ruth, you mustn't jerk the poor dog like that.
Oh, morning, Mrs. Antibus.
What you've got to get him to do is walk with you at your own pace.
I don't think I'm really cut out for training sheepdogs. It's more Phil's department than mine. What's more, he'd have really enjoyed it.
Does that mean that you aren't?
I only got the job because there was no one else around to do it.
Ruth! Phone!
Who is it?
It's the feed rep. He can't read his own writing. He doesn't know if it's a 5 or an 8.
I'd better go and talk to him. I know the trouble I'll be in if I order too much.
I'll hold Jet for you.
How long will it take you to work your magic on him?
Don't, boy. Don't.
Don't yet. Your boots must smell of something very interesting, Neil.
That's not what my Susan calls the smell of pigs.
How are her plans for the concert coming on?
Well, what with the kids having half term and Susan working at the estate office, we've hardly had a chance to talk about it. I know she's promised Emma that she and her dancing class can do their daffodil dance.
Well, that should assure her of an audience of proud mums and dads.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help...
Oh, thanks. I'm taking Susan for lunch in Borchester. I'll tell her.
I'm going into Borchester later. I was hoping I might find something suitable to wear for the service on Sunday. Underwoods is having a super sale today.
Oh, that's Susan's excuse for going. That and the fact it's her wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
thanks.
I don't believe it. Not only had he got the wrong amount, he'd got the wrong feed.
Who'd be a feed rep?
I only told him last week how pleased I was with the solids we were getting.
You'll remind David he's doing the pigs this afternoon.
If he's back.
Well, someone's got to go up to Olive Tree.
If he's not, I'll go.
Oh, well, thanks. Bye.
Goodbye, Neil. Where is David?
He's taking Phil to see the bank manager.
Oh, it was Phil I was coming to see. I wanted to ask him when he felt he was going to be well enough to play the organ. I don't want him to feel I've taken over from him permanently.
I'll tell him to give you a ring when he gets back. They'd better be back this afternoon. There are two or three ewes look like lambing, and David promised to do the milking to give me a break. Not that it'll be a break by the time I've done the ironing.
Has the ironing got to be done?
Sooner or later.
Well, if it can be later, why don't you come and have tea with me this afternoon?
Well...
It sounds to me, Ruth, as if it would do you good to get away from Brookfield for a couple of hours.
Then if I just press enter...
Oh, good heavens.
Computer graphics are getting more sophisticated every day.
We couldn't do this on ours, though.
Well, from what Brian's been telling me about your system, you would have to make a few modifications.
A few very expensive modifications.
Now, I'm sure Robert could get you a very reasonable deal.
Ooh, what's that?
It's a simulation. Of course, yours would have to be of the course and the jumps, with certain variables like how the ground was and the size of the horse.
I want people coming and paying money to ride round my course. I don't want them sitting at home in front of a computer and imagining that's what they're doing.
If it was raining...
Dad, I don't think we should take up much more of Mrs. Snell's time.
No. You probably need to go away and think about it all.
Well, I am very impressed by it.
I'm sure if you made an appointment with Robert, he could come up with all sorts of other options.
I'm sure he could.
You don't want to get stuck with an outdated system, find yourself left behind.
I don't think there's any danger of that.
Well, you've been a great help. Hasn't she, Dad?
Yes. It's very good of you to give up your time. Especially when you must be so busy with the concert in the graveyard.
Graveyard? Concert?
Uncle Tom said you were writing to complain about them digging up the churchyard to lay the drains.
No.
What a surprise.
I can't be expected to be the only person who objects to things in this village, and the graveyard's a minor matter compared to Cameron Fraser's plans for a theme park.
What theme park?
Now, Ruth, what do you think about this blouse? Or do you think the ruffle at the neck makes it look too frivolous?
It's very nice.
But is it right for leading the prayers in?
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, I could just wear a plain jersey.
Oh, I thought you'd just been into Underwood specially to buy that blouse.
That's what worries me. I had my eye on this blouse for a long time, and I'm wondering if I'm not just trying to justify the expense. Not that it was that expensive. I mean, it was one of the things that was half price.
If I were you, I'd just enjoy it.
Oh, that's what Susan Carter said.
Was Neil buying her something nice for their anniversary?
Well, they were buying some new bed linen.
Sounds cosy.
Well, I think she'd get better wear out of some good cotton sheets.
Your blouse looks nice with that scarf.
It can be so draughty in the church.
And perhaps they could put some draft proofing in when they build the toilet.
I do hope I haven't asked Susan to bite off more than she can chew by asking her to arrange the concert. I thought she seemed rather nervous about it in Underwoods.
I'm sure she'll manage.
What's the matter, Ruth?
Oh... You don't want to hear about my problems.
That's why I invited you round this afternoon. I thought you could do with getting it all off your chest.
Tea and sympathy.
Well, you don't have to accept it if you don't want it.
I'm just feeling very sorry for myself.
In my experience, my dear, you aren't one to feel sorry for yourself without good reason.
You know that phone call I went in to take this morning?
About the feed order being wrong?
He hadn't got it wrong.
I thought you said...
He wasn't ringing about my order.
He was ringing about David's.
I don't understand.
Neither did I at first, until he rang David just before I came out. Then he asked if that girl who rang had authority to change the order. David, without even consulting me, had ordered a new feed, which meant they were all totally confused when I rang up and started talking about the old one.
But I thought you were in charge of the cattle.
So did I. And to not even tell me what he'd done.
But why did he do it?
The feed rep had obviously spun him some line, and David hadn't even bothered to check the yields. And now, of course, everybody at Brookfield knows about it. Someone at the door by the sound of it.
Yes, I'll get it.
Can I have another chocolate biscuit?
Yeah, help yourself.
Good afternoon, Marjorie. May I come in?
Yes,
I did call earlier. Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hello, Mrs. Snell.
Sorting out your clothes, I see. Well, I hope you're going to take them to a charity shop and not just throw them in the dustbin.
Actually, I've just bought that.
I was just advising Mrs. Antibus on what she should wear for the service on Sunday.
How nice to be able to sit around having cups of tea. I always thought you farmers worked so hard, but I had Brian Aldridge and Debbie dropping round this morning.
Ruth works very hard.
I know you get up at the crack of dawn in all sorts of terrible weather to do the milking, but...
Perhaps you'd like to swap places with Ruth for a day.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly. I'm far too busy. And I don't really think I've got the temperament to be a farmer.
What temperament's that?
Seeing all those poor little animals off to market.
Ruth's very conscientious.
Yes, I'm sure she is.
Linda, if you haven't a good word to say for Ruth...
Oh, but she has.
I can think of plenty of good things to say about her.
You've already said it.
Have I?
You called me a farmer, and I suppose if I'm a farmer, I'd better get back to help with the milking or the lambing. Thanks for the tea, Mrs. Antipas. I'll see myself out.
If Linda's so busy, she can't be staying long.
I wouldn't be here at all if people kept me properly informed about things.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my dear.
Now, Marjorie, what is this I hear about a concert?
You mean Susan Carter's concert?
You make her sound like Bernard Delfont.
She's already got quite a lot lined up.
But Marjorie... Susan is a working mother of two.
That's exactly why we asked her. We thought she'd have access to all sorts of people who mightn't otherwise get involved.
May I ask who?
She already has got the dancing class and the brownies lined up.
It's going to be that sort of mishmash, is it?
As Susan says, one child on stage usually means three family members in the audience.
Oh.
And after all the work you've done for the pantomime... It really didn't seem fair to ask someone as busy as you to get involved again.
Here, Neil. Would you like another glass of wine?
Why don't I go over to the Bull and get a couple of bottles of beer?
It's our wedding anniversary. That's why I got the wine.
In that case, I'll have another glass of wine.
This is nice, isn't it? Our first wedding anniversary in our own home.
Well, it was our own home before.
But we didn't own it.
It wasn't our responsibility, you mean.
Neil, is something the matter?
I'm just a bit tired, that's all.
Do you want to go to bed?
We haven't had our supper yet.
I'm sorry, I just thought it would be nice to have it after the children were in bed.
When's it going to be ready?
I thought we could have a talk to each other.
You don't like it when I talk about my pigs.
There's not much to say about pigs, is there?
There's a lot to say.
Not much that's really interesting.
So what do you want me to talk about then?
You did mean what you said in Underwoods about helping me out with the concert.
I don't mind babysitting for the odd night, if that's what you want.
Just babysitting?
Why? What else were you expecting me to do?
I thought you meant help.
Well, that is helping. You never thought you'd get me up on the stage.
Well, there's all sorts of things backstage and front of house.
Oh, I'm not dressing up like Robert Snell did for Aladdin.
We dressed up like that so people would know he was the front of house manager.
Well, I'm not going to be front of house manager. But if you want something doing like, some posters sticking up or something.
What about writing an ad?
What sort of ad?
To go in the Borchester Echo.
Susan,
there's such a good one in this week's paper. No, where is it?
Well, it won't be on that page. Those are the jobs.
Have you read this paper?
As much of it as I ever do.
Here, look.
What am I supposed to be looking at?
This ad here.
And that's for a feed rep.
Own car, commission, mobile phone.
No, Susan.
You wouldn't come home at night exhausted and smelling of pigs. And you wouldn't have to stay up all night when they were farrowing.
I'm not qualified.
You know about farming.
I thought it was supposed to be our wedding anniversary.
We'd be stupid to let a chance like this slip by, Neil. Think of it. Your own car.
It wouldn't be mine. It would be the firm's. What are you doing now?
There's no harm in tearing it out. It's what I've always wanted for us, Neil.
I thought all you wanted for us was to own our own home.
This is the next step.
Next step to what?
Giving our kids all the stuff we didn't have.
What haven't Emma and Christopher got?
Well, they're clothed and fed and loved.
Yeah, well, what more do they want?
I want them to have respect. The sort of respect you don't get when your dad's a pig man.
We should have made this pen last week.
Oh, yeah, when?
We always need somewhere out here to put the ewes and lambs before they get turned out in the fields.
They'll be turning themselves out in the fields if you don't hold that fence post a bit straighter.
It's straight enough.
Not from here, it isn't.
Well, it's from where I'm standing.
Yeah, well, it would be, wouldn't it?
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's always your view that's supposed to be right.
David, if this is about the feed...
The yield figures the rep showed me were very convincing.
If you thought they were that convincing, why didn't you give me a chance to look at them?
I was trying to save you work.
There's much more work involved in doing all the yield figures for a change of feed.
You only have to bung them on the computer.
And even I'm stupid enough to do that.
Listen, in farming, it is always worth exploring your options.
Yeah, like going to work elsewhere.
Well, don't expect me to give you a reference.
I do have a first-class diploma from Harper Adams.
And I've been involved with this land since I could walk.
Right, since you're obviously so clever, why don't you finish this pen for your lambs on your own?
Oh, Ruth, come back. Come back here this minute.
That's right, speak to me as if I'm a sheepdog.
Just come back here. Let me explain to you why I changed the feed order.
What I want explaining to me, David Archer, is why you didn't think it was even worth consulting me again.
Keep your voice down. What do you mean again?
I suppose you didn't talk to Phil about the farmhouse.
What?
About my interest in buying the farmhouse.
Oh, don't be silly.
We talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
And I thought we dismissed it then. He's not going to throw in the farmhouse as well for 70,000.
I thought that was why he turned down our offer.
Of course not. He turned it down because he knows how much we want the land and he knows we can afford to offer him more for it.
70,000 for 80 acres is not much.
70 acres. He's selling the other 10 with a farmhouse.
Brilliant.
Ruth, we've got a house.
We've got a bedroom that looks at the farm buildings.
Listen, if we bought the farmhouse, by the time we'd done it up, it'd be time for us to move into Brookfield.
Your mum and dad could live in Brookfield for another 20 years.
Of course they won't. That's why we built the bungalow, so they could retire there.
And one day your dad's going to walk across the yard and knock on the door and say, it's time for us to move now, is he?
They are not going to want to struggle on in a place like Brookfield.
Aren't they?
No.
If I was Jill and I brought my family up in Brookfield, I don't think I'd be that keen on being pushed out of my own home.
My parents aren't fools, you know.
Which is exactly why they'll stay put as long as they can.
Ruth!
I shouldn't think your interest in the cows goes as far as doing the evening milking.
Hey, don't forget we're having supper at Brookfield.
Don't worry, I won't.
Where are we now?
Hang on, let me look at the guidebook. At the South Terrace. You know, this is the sort of thing we need, Nigel. A really glossy information pack with pictures of the facilities and mouth-watering descriptions of just what we're providing at Lower Loxley.
Mm.
Have a listen to this. Castleton Manor is a Grade 2-starred Queen Anne house which provides first-rate conference facilities within newly restored gardens and parklands which are open to the general public. And we ought to make more of a feature of the grounds at Lower Loxley. You know, visits to gardens are one of the fastest-growing leisure pursuits.
Yeah, probably because it means people don't have to dig their own.
Well, it would be worth thinking about.
I have.
And?
I couldn't even afford to have the hedges properly cut.
That's easy. You just get in somebody like Mike Tucker.
Mummy says that in the old days, it used to take 3 gardeners 3 weeks just to do the topiary.
If you call those mouldy old bits of you in front of the house topiary.
Well, they aren't quite as good as that peacock over there.
I'm not sure Mike Tucker would be up to peacocks. Oh, Nigel, quick, hide here.
What?
Shh, I don't want them to see us.
Who?
That couple over there.
Which couple?
Be careful, they'll see you.
All I can see is a woman. I say, isn't it?
Shh, I don't want her to see us.
Oh, it's Jennifer Aldridge.
I know.
Well, don't you want to say hello?
I don't want her to know we're here.
Why not?
Because.
Oh, you think she might tell Cameron Fraser?
Be quiet.
Lizzie, if you're afraid of being seen with me, I don't think this relationship is ever going to work out.
Nigel, we aren't having a relationship.
Well, you being my marketing manager.
Acting marketing manager.
Don't you want people to know you're working for me?
I just don't think this is the moment to tell Jennifer.
What's wrong with working for me?
Nothing. So far, I love it.
Doesn't seem like it, promising to rush back for supper at Brookfield.
Nigel.
When I think of all the excuses you used to make to stay at Lower Loxley in the old days.
Things have changed.
It's Cameron Fraser, isn't it? You're having supper at Brookfield and then going out with him.
I'm not. And anyway, it hasn't got anything to do with you.
It has, if you aren't doing your job properly.
Oh, well, if it's about my job.
Of course it is. Sir Timothy's marketing managers promised to show us all their merchandising stuff this evening.
Why can't we take it home with us and look at it in peace in the office?
I just thought you welcomed the chance to discuss it face to face, but if you'd rather be staring
at... Well, let's stay for supper, then.
I wouldn't want to inconvenience you.
You aren't.
Sure?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, well, good. Sir Timothy will be pleased. He's got one of the best sellers in the country, you know. Come on.
Have they gone?
Who? You mean Jennifer?
Can you see her?
Who's that she's with?
Now do you understand why I didn't want them to see us?
Perhaps that's what we should do at Lower Loxley. Adulterous afternoons.
Nigel, it's not funny.
What?
Jennifer's married. It's hardly fair.
Oh, wouldn't it be lovely when it's spring? And we can go cycling on real bikes. Have you got a bike?
No. But I was thinking of getting Mark one for his birthday. And because he'd hate cycling alone,
he'd have to buy you one.
Something like that.
Isn't that a bit devious?
Ah, it's a trick I've learned, being married to a solicitor.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being a bit devious now and then. You'd be done for speeding if you went that fast on the road.
Oh, it's just... I'm not looking forward to this evening.
If I can do it...
Susan's been in a terrible mood in the office all day.
Why?
Oh, it was her and Neil's wedding anniversary. And I get the feeling it didn't go quite to plan.
You mean poor Neil forgot?
Ah, she kept going on about his thinking about the future. But I think Neil just wants a quiet life, really. He's not the sort to be ambitious. Oh, I don't want to think about it. Particularly if Mum's right about Ruth and David not speaking to each other.
Are you sure you want me for supper at Brookfield tonight?
Oh, yes, of course. Ruth wanted you to come specially.
Oh, yes.
We're all trying to make a bit of a fuss of her at the moment. I think Dad and David do rather tend to leave her out of things.
It must be very difficult working with the person you're married to.
Mm. Especially when you're working with your father-in-law as well.
A bit too close for comfort.
Oh, I love Mum and Dad, but I don't think I'd want them living next door.
Well, if they lived next door, they might see that you were perfectly capable of living on your own. At least of feeding yourself.
We had grave doubts about that with Ruth and David until Christmas.
I invited my aunt and uncle from Coventry last week. And you know what? My aunt insisted on bringing not only the entire meal, but also things to go in the freezer.
Oh, dear.
And when I'd gone all the way to Birmingham, especially to buy the best pakora she'd ever tasted.
Did she realise?
No. So I think her hopes of me finding a good husband took a major upturn.
You want as many ewes as possible to have twins.
But you weren't very pleased with that one that had triplets.
Not much point in you having triplets if you can't feed them all, or if one's very weak.
But can't you feed them by hand with a bottle?
Do you know how much time that takes? Bottle-fed lambs are often a nuisance later on when they grow up. Usha, am I boring you?
No, not at all. It's very interesting.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Aren't you going to need it to keep you going?
Oh, Jill will bring at least one more flask over before she goes to bed.
Well, that must help.
So I can easily spare you a cup.
Thanks.
I'm sorry about...
Oh, you don't have to apologise.
Yeah, I do. You'd think David could have made an effort.
He was tired. You must be tired too.
Oh, I did want you to have a good time.
Oh, good. Coffee. Pour us a cup, would you?
David, who are you talking to?
You're the one holding the flask.
I was wondering, Ruth, if you'd like to come over to my place for a meal sometimes.
Oh, an Indian meal?
Yeah, sure, if you like.
Great.
You don't even like curry.
I like the takeout variety. Anyway, that's all we've really got time for at the moment.
Well, then why don't I bring you a takeout from my own kitchen?
I do love this set of serving dishes. It's such a shame they can't go in the dishwasher.
Oh, it doesn't take a minute with the two of us.
I remember them on the table the first time I ever came for a meal at Brookfield.
I bet you were terrified.
I was. I do know how Ruth feels, Shula. It's just I hate being asked to take sides.
Tell me about it.
Ruth's not asking you to take sides.
When it comes to Brookfield business, I try to stay as far out of it as possible.
But you would say if you thought your dad and David were wrong about increasing their bid for Red House Farm.
Mum, Cameron isn't letting me handle the sale of Red House Farm.
I expect he thought you'd take sides.
When I'm in the estate office, I want whatever is best for the estate.
Well, surely that would be for Cameron not to sell at all.
Once you start splitting up an estate...
You mean there might be other land coming up for sale?
Mum, I don't know. Now, what shall I do with this spare trifle?
Oh, put it in one of the plastic bowls.
Right.
I'll take it out to Ruth and David later. If Elizabeth and Nigel don't arrive back and snaffle it first.
You know, I'm very impressed at Nigel wanting to send her on a management training
course. Yes. I just hope working for Nigel will take her mind off Cameron.
He didn't impress you when he came for tea?
He was much too busy being attentive to your sister.
But you must have felt something about him.
Do you know what I mean if I say I didn't really feel he was in the room with us?
I know exactly what you mean.
And the trouble is, I don't know how to treat him. It's the age difference that's the problem.
Mm. Oh, shall I get it?
No, I'll get it. It's probably him now trying to find out where Elizabeth is. Hello, Brookfield.
Mum.
Oh, where are you?
We're still at Castleton Manor.
Have you and Nigel had a good day?
Yeah. Look, Mum, Sir Timothy's invited us to stay the night. I think he wants Nigel's opinion on his port.
And I'm sure Nigel will be only too happy to give it.
You know Nigel.
Well, I think it's very sensible of you not to drink and drive. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, Mum, don't go yet.
What else?
Well, guess who we saw looking round the gardens?
You'll have to give me a clue.
Family.
Not Jennifer.
How did you know that? I haven't even given you the clue.
I don't know.
Yeah, but well, guess what else?
I don't want to guess things about Jennifer, Elizabeth. And certainly not over the phone.
Stevens thinks we should up our offer for the Red House farmland.
Oh, yes. Agents are always good with other people's money, David.
Well, if we offer Cameron Fraser another 10K, he'll probably leap at the offer.
No, it's not Fraser I'm worried about. It's Ruth.
Ruth?
Well, when I talked to her...
When did you talk to her?
This morning, before you were up.
I'd been lambing half the night.
Yes, I know you had.
Hmm. Suppose she was grumbling about me.
We didn't talk about you. I just wanted to know whether she thought the new offer was realistic.
I bet she said it wasn't.
She made some very good points.
Such as we should buy the farmhouse.
But David, I don't know why you bothered getting up this morning, since you've obviously got out the wrong side.
It's because I've got a farm to run, Dave.
Look, I'm getting over my hip replacement a lot faster than some people.
No, it's not you.
Your mum always said I was impossible to live with during lambing. Anyway, the point Ruth made was that those bottom fields do flood.
Yeah, it's only because Len Roberts never bothered to clear the outfalls.
Well, it'd be a lot of work clearing the outfalls. And as Ruth said, we won't know before they're cleared if that really is the cause of the problem.
Well, we could insist that Fraser got the drains running before we bought the land.
Oh, I doubt he'd agree to that. Come in.
Ah. I didn't think the farm could be entirely deserted.
Oh.
Morning, Cameron.
We were just discussing Red House Farm.
Ah, yes. Well, Mr. Rodway's handling all the negotiations.
He must be consulting you, eh?
I just don't think it's wise to mix business with pleasure. Oh. And at the moment, I'm looking for Elizabeth.
Ah. Well, she didn't come home last night.
Didn't she?
No, she was off on some jaunt with Nigel.
It was work.
Come off it, Dad. How much work do you think those two ever do?
Nigel very sensibly decided that he didn't want to drink and drive.
Then why didn't Elizabeth stay sober and drive them home?
Elizabeth turned down a drink.
I thought Elizabeth could behave in a responsible manner when she wanted to.
Which is exactly what she did last night.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Can we give her a message?
No. There's no message. I'll perhaps ring her later. Good morning.
Goodbye.
You realise that's probably just cost us Red House Farm.
What do you mean?
Well, he probably won't sell it to us because Elizabeth didn't come home last night.
Oh, I don't think Cameron Fraser's ever been one to let affairs of the heart interfere with business.
There you. That's the last one, I'm afraid. Oh, there's nothing in my pockets for you.
Ah, there you are, Chris.
Morning, Auntie Chris.
Morning.
Is this the one?
Yes, this is Puffball.
Oh, you're a lovely colour, aren't you, girl?
I think I should tell you now that someone else did make an offer for her yesterday afternoon.
Oh, no.
Well, the owner hasn't accepted it yet.
Ah, that's all right, then. If we'd lost our chance on this because Jenny insisted on rushing off in search of recycled computer
paper...
Oh,
you're right, Auntie Chris. She is a lovely coloured horse, isn't she?
Mm. Like a leg up.
What do you think I gave my riding kit for?
Though why Jenny's determined it should be fully recycled.
Well, can you half recycle paper? Yeah, how's that?
I'll need that strip lengthening a bit, please.
Right.
Fully recycled means it hasn't been made of offcuts.
That's the stuff I use.
Oh.
Okay.
Fine, thanks. Yeah.
I should take her out of the paddock and along the bridleway. That'll give you a chance to give her a bit of a canter.
Okay. Come on, girl.
Yeah. She does sit her well.
Well, it's Debbie's choice.
She's not beaten to it.
I'm sure I can match anything else that's offered, if it isn't too late.
I did tell Jennifer that the owner was in a hurry to sell when I rang yesterday morning.
Did you?
She did sound a bit harassed. Oh, I remember what it used to be like trying to find someone to look after Peter at half term.
And I was all for bringing Alice over here with us yesterday. Debbie didn't seem to think it was such a good idea.
Couldn't Peggy have had Alice?
Jenny seemed keen to make a point yesterday about Alice spending more time with her grandmother than with me.
And sometimes with Jennifer, it's easier just to back off gracefully.
Well, I've been up to my neck, what with the lake and this off-road.
Morning, Brian. You come for some riding lessons?
Oh, not me.
You ought to.
I have enough trouble trying to get around as it is.
They haven't told you not to ride, have they?
No.
Well, there you are, then. Go round the village on horseback.
I'll never be able to walk again.
People only get saddle sore because they're not riding properly.
I don't want to remember the last time I rode a horse.
I'd happily give you some refresher lessons. You could bring Jennifer along as well.
It'd be a really good way of policing your off-the-road riding. If people see you on a horse, they'll think you're one of them, not checking up on them.
Ah, that's a point.
Well, the more you look like a poacher, the better gamekeeper you are.
Have you got the number of that friend of yours?
Who? Oh, the one that manages the fishing lakes.
Yes, it'd be useful.
Well, he'll be back from his holiday on Monday. I've left your number for him when he gets back.
Terrific.
I think you'll find he gives you a ring.
I must come over and see this famous lake.
Why don't you come and have a look at my off-the-road riding? Come on Sunday.
Oh,
and Jenny
well,
can't be going and looking for recycled computer paper on Sunday.
Yeah, wait till, but it's not that you see...
Oh, no, it's not that we don't want to come.
It's just that Sunday's our wedding anniversary, yeah. And we thought we'd have a day out.
And Home Farm's not quite the day out you'd planned.
Ah, Susan, have you seen Shula?
Oh, she's having an early lunch because I've got to take Emma to the clinic at 3.
Nothing wrong with her, I hope.
Oh, no, it's just a little problem. Do you want me to leave a message for her?
No, I want you to book me a plane ticket.
Me?
It's very simple.
You're going somewhere nice?
Yes, Paris.
Oh, how lovely. When do you want to go?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You'll hardly have time to pack.
Oh, I've packed already.
But what if you can't get a ticket?
I don't think you'll find people flocking to Paris at the end of February.
Oh, I wouldn't mind. Is it business?
Why should you think it could be anything else?
So you only want one ticket?
That's right. Just the one.
Return?
I think you'll find it's usually cheaper to book a return.
When are you coming back?
Oh, probably Tuesday.
Right.
You're not frightened of booking a ticket, are you, Susan?
Oh, no. I just wondered...
Yes?
Oh, I know why you're going. I've just worked it out. And Emma's longing to go there.
Isn't Emma a little too young for the delights of Paris?
I shouldn't think what with the mortgage and everything we'll ever be able to afford to take her and Christopher to Euro Disney.
Why on earth should you think I want to go there?
Well, to get ideas for your theme park.
My theme park?
Linda Snell told me all about it.
And where am I reported to be building this theme park?
Red House Farm.
Susan, I hope by the time I set foot on the plane tomorrow, Red House Farm will, at least in principle, have been sold. Now, you'd better get on and book that ticket before Shula comes back.
Oh, do I just give him your credit card number?
That's right, and I think you'll find the phone number there on the notice board behind you. Debbie, can I come in?
Of course, Dad. I was just writing some letters. Hold on. Did you want me for something?
Would you like the bad news or the favour I want to ask first?
Puffball's owner had accepted the other offer.
I'm afraid so.
Oh.
If only we'd seen her yesterday morning.
Oh, what a shame.
Did try offering over the odds, but the woman the other end was most adamant that a deal was a deal.
Well, you'd feel pretty rotten if you'd agreed to something and then the other side went back on it.
Yes, I know I would.
And ideally, I would like something a bit bigger than Puffball anyway.
You're not just saying that?
Of course I'm not.
It's just that whenever Jenny doesn't want one to be disappointed, she always pretends...
Dad, I'm not Mum.
No. No, you're helping me with all the off-the-road riding for a start.
Oh, you know what Mum's like. As soon as she's found something new, well, she doesn't stick at things the way you and I do.
Unless it's her quest for recycled computer paper. She thinks she's found a place the other side of Hereford.
Oh, great. Then why don't they send us a sample?
I haven't thought of that.
They only need to shove us a few sheets in the post.
Yeah, then she could take me to Oxford tomorrow.
Oh, why are you going to Oxford?
There's a place there trying out some ready-made jumps.
Ready-made jumps?
Yeah, I think they're sort of like a Lego kit.
And what's the advantage?
It takes less man-hours to maintain the jumps. I thought it was worth thinking about. Mm-hmm. If we get the sort of response I'd like, those jumps are going to take quite a pasting.
And Sam and the others won't always be available, so if the riders can put them out together themselves...
That's the idea.
Mm. Well, in which case, you ought to take a rider with you.
Oh, do you mean you?
Hmm. If I can put a jump back together again, then anybody can.
If you take me to Oxford, Jenny will think she's got an excuse to go to Hereford.
Well, why can't she come with us?
And then what would happen to Alice and Kate?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, why is it all so complicated?
Well, if you and Mum want to go on your own...
Hardly seen her recently.
You could stop somewhere for a quiet lunch.
Well, I know what'll happen if I suggest we go on our own. Jenny will insist on bringing Alice with us.
I could have Alice.
No, no, no. I'll tell Jenny that you and I are going. But if she wants to come with us, she's welcome. Mm-hmm. And it's up to her what she decides to do.
I should have known.
What?
That if I couldn't find you anywhere else, you'd be here spoiling the piglets.
David, if you're still in a bad mood...
I'm not in a bad mood. I've been asleep most of the afternoon.
All right, for some.
Dad, why don't you come into the office?
Well, can't we talk here?
Well, I want to talk to you about Red House Farm.
Oh, well, it'd be a shame to go and sit in the office when it's still nice out here. Hey, you can almost feel that spring's just around the corner.
Dad, we've got to up our price. It's the best land around us that's likely to come up for sale in the near future. Well, unless the Grundys finally go bottom up.
Or Cameron Fraser starts selling off more of the estate.
Yeah, well, anyway, we could move all the young stock over to Red House.
It could mean a fair bit of running to and fro.
And then we can up the dairy herd here, and the sheep too, if we think it's justified.
Yes, I know.
Well, think about it, Dad. It makes a lot of sense.
I know it does.
Even if we had to go to 90,000.
Oh, I don't think we'll have to go that far.
So you'll agree to up the offer?
I've already done it.
What?
I've offered Cameron Fraser 85,000, with the provision that he does something about the drainage.
You made an offer without telling me?
You were asleep.
You went straight over my head?
I thought you wanted us to buy the land.
Yeah, well, this morning you were all gloom and doom about it flooding.
Well, I still have my doubts.
Well, what made you change your mind then?
Ruth.
Ruth?
I took her over there this afternoon and she had a jolly good look at the drainage.
What does Ruth know about drainage?
She knows that if you've got a blocked outfall, the water's going to find another way around it.
Yeah, well, I could have spotted that.
I know. And so could I, of course. But I thought we were going to try and include Ruth in decisions.
Yes, but...
But now you think I haven't included you.
It would have been nice to know before you committed us.
Well, it's done now. And I've told Mr. Rodway we'd like an answer by the weekend.
Oh, you stupid machine.
Don't tell me, the paper's got stuck in the feed path.
Oh, it's been going wrong all morning.
And why don't you move over and let your little sister have a go?
Oh, thanks. I'd be really grateful.
I shouldn't really be copying these in here. Why, what are they?
The service sheets for Sunday.
I don't know why you bother when Robin's paid to do all that.
He's not paid. And it was us who wanted a service at St. Stephen's every weekend.
I'll just be glad for a lion without the bells ringing.
I'm sure we'll go back to bell ringing for the DIY services eventually.
Should have known it was too good to last.
Oh, thanks.
One of the few things my career in journalism taught me was to coax photocopiers back to life.
I usually just give it a hefty bang.
You know, this is an ancient photocopier. Why don't you tell Cameron to get you a new one?
Elizabeth, I don't tell Cameron. I ask him.
That's what I'm going to do this weekend.
What? Ask Cameron for a photocopier?
You'd be stupid.
Then what are you going to ask him?
To marry me.
What?
Sheila, what's the date tomorrow?
It's the first of... No, it's not. It's February the 29th.
Yes, it's leap day. The day women are allowed to propose to the man of their dreams.
And you think Cameron's going to say yes?
Well, if he doesn't, he's got to buy me a silk dress.
Then I should propose to Nigel as well, for good measure.
Sheila.
Well, surely two silk dresses are better than one.
Knowing Nigel, he'd probably say yes.
In that case, you could ask Cameron for a white silk wedding dress.
Sheila, proposing to Cameron isn't a joke.
Isn't it?
I think he really is the man for me.
Oh.
I know you know him as your boss, but I know him when we're alone together and...
And you'd like to spend more time together?
I think so.
You think he'd spend more time with you if you were married?
Well, he'd come home to me every night.
Elizabeth, do you know how much Mark and I have seen each other this week?
If Mark insists on working all the hours God sends...
No, it's not just because Mark's busy. There's my life as well. And what about your job with Nigel?
What's that got to do with it?
I can't see Cameron letting you and Nigel go away for the night together.
Dad says Cameron was pretty miffed about Wednesday night. I had to point out to David that he'd probably sell us that land just to keep in with the family.
I don't think Cameron has ever been interested in keeping in with anybody, except perhaps his creditors.
Then he should adopt my policy on credit.
Oh, yes, what's that?
Only borrow from people who don't expect to get the money back.
Ah, good to be able to get down to gardening again.
Oh, hello, Uncle Tom. Look, of all the snowdrop bulbs I planted, these are the only ones that have come up.
Well, you need to get somebody to give you a clump of theirs after they have done flowering.
I ought to ask Sheila for some. Hers are lovely.
Well, I'm ready.
And you look very smart.
I always like to look me best when I go to see Prue. That way she knows I'm looking after myself.
Uncle Tom, I'm afraid there's been a bit of a problem.
Oh, what sort of a problem?
Jennifer.
Oh, she's not in trouble, I hope.
She's going to be when I see her. She came round this morning when I went to help Marjorie scrape the moss off the church steps. So many people have been complaining about them being slippery. Anyway, she persuaded Jack to have Alice.
Well, Jack's very fond of Alice.
Until he gets bored with her. And now he's had to go up to Grey Gables.
Oh, so where's Alice now then?
She's inside playing with Helen and Sammy. It's Helen's half term. She's been round here quite a lot this week.
Oh, yeah. So what's going to happen about me going to see Prue then?
Jill should be here at any moment.
Well, I hope we're not going to be late. What I got to tell Prue's going to upset her enough as it is.
What's that?
Well, what do you think it is? The churchyard, of course.
You mean the drains.
If the PCC had just listened to me in the first place...
I think the PCC always knew that the drains would have to go through the churchyard.
For hundreds of years, Prue's and my folk have been resting in that graveyard. Took every penny they had, some of them. Ah, and then there's the Lost Nope grave.
Hello, Uncle Tom. Peggy. Ah,
very good of you, Jill.
Not at all. I could do with a run over to Prue's. I haven't been out of the village all week.
That doesn't sound like you.
But it does sound like the United Nations peacekeeping force.
Oh, trouble at Brookfield, is there?
I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping it's all blown over.
Well, my trouble with Jennifer hasn't all blown over.
No, it was very thoughtless of her.
Especially when it's not just her that's involved. There's me and Prue.
Uncle Tom.
I know that perhaps I shouldn't be saying this in front of you, Peggy. But Jennifer's always had it too much her own way.
Uncle Tom, you aren't telling me anything I don't already know about my eldest daughter.
And with me, it's my youngest.
I thought she'd got a job with Nigel Pargeter.
She has, but how long will it last?
Young people ain't like we were. No one sticks at a thing for 5 minutes. In my day, you signed up for a 7-year apprenticeship, and if you didn't like what you'd chosen, then it was too late. And the same with marriage. If you married and found out as you'd made a mistake, you stuck at it and tried to work it out between you.
And there were probably some very unhappy people.
Hadn't the two of you better be getting on?
If you're ready, Uncle Tom.
Well, I'm as ready as I shall ever be.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry, Jill.
It's not your fault.
No.
If you want to talk about Jennifer...
Why, what is there to talk about?
Nothing. I'd better go. Phil's really looking forward to our Scrabble game tonight.
So am I.
I'll see you later, then.
If Jennifer ever turns up to collect Alice...
You've made a good job of these service sheets, Sheila.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to mess you around about playing the organ.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure Marjorie Antrobus won't mind playing this weekend.
Well, it wasn't until I went into the church to practice I realised how much effort those organ pedals take.
Hmm. It's a shame there isn't anyone younger who'd be interested in playing it.
Well, it's only 2.5 months since my operation.
Yes, Dad, I know.
I may not be leaping about like a spring chicken, but compared with the time the hospital said it might take...
You're doing very well.
Well... As soon as my hip's a bit stronger, I shall be playing as well as I ever did.
Of course you will.
I mean, that's why I had my operation when I did, so that I could go on doing all the things I used to do. I mean, I know we've built the bungalow, but with any luck, it'll be a good few years yet before I'm ready to move in. Shula, are you sure you don't know anything?
If this is about Red House Farm
again... Well, I did tell Mr. Rodway I'd like an answer by this afternoon.
What's that? Just 2 o'clock.
But it is Friday afternoon.
He never leaves the office before 5 o'clock.
Do you think our offer's reasonable?
Oh, it's not fair to make me play pig in the middle.
Well, you must have seen Cameron today.
Well, funnily enough, I haven't. Huh? I had Elizabeth in looking for him an hour ago.
Look, Shula, Mr. Rodway will let you know as soon as he hears anything from Cameron, won't he?
Dad, I'm sure the first person Mr. Rodway will phone is you.
We stopped, Uncle Tom.
I just wanted to look over that wall.
What about Prue?
It's for Prue. Now, just over this wall, there always used to be... Ah, yes, there they are.
What is this mystery? Oh, Uncle Tom.
Beautiful, aren't they?
They look like a waterfall.
I remember picking snowdrops here with Doris.
Were there as many then?
Oh, more if I remember rightly.
I must have driven down this road 1,000 times and I never knew they were there.
That's because you can't see them when you're in a car.
That's probably what saved them.
Now, look, if you would just hold my jacket...
What are you doing?
Well, look, if I stand on this stone, I think I can get over the wall.
You mustn't.
Just the thing my Prue needs, a bunch of snowdrops to cheer her up.
Uncle Tom, no.
When I was younger, I could have jumped over this wall.
Now, that stone's not safe.
Now, look,
You're not allowed to pick them.
What do you mean, not allowed?
I think they're probably protected by the Wildlife and Countryside Act.
Well, I only wanted to pick a few snowdrops.
I know. But what if everybody wanted to pick a bunch?
I picked snowdrops here when I was a boy.
That's not the point.
Now, look, if you have a spade in the car, you could dig up a nice clump. Then you'd get snowdrops in the orchard.
Not if the pigs had anything to do with it.
I should take Peggy some of these. Oh, she's had a very disappointing show with her snowdrops.
They are difficult to get from bulbs. But if picking the flowers is bad, digging up the bulbs is much worse.
That nice clump at Glebe Cottage originally come from here.
Oh, I must remember to tell Shula.
Ah, and it didn't hurt this lot either.
Things have changed. You said it yourself.
You're not allowed to dig up a clump of snowdrops. But a body's another matter.
Anybody who wants to write and object to the plans for the lavatory can. That's why the notice is stuck up on the church door.
Well, what about all the people who can't get up to the door to read it, then?
That's why we need the ramp. Huh,
that's different.
Is it?
They don't have to dig down to put the ramp in.
They won't be going down very deep for the drains.
Who says?
It stands to reason if anything happened to the drain.
That's another thing. What if the drains bust? You'll have sewerage going all over the churchyard.
Well, you know how to find the address if you want to write and complain.
Oh, I should be leaving that to the professionals.
The professionals?
Well, one professional.
Do you mean Linda Snell?
Who else did I mean? I reckon if Linda Snell writes and complains, that'll be enough.
Clary Grundy did tell me she was going to write.
Oh, there you are, then. They don't need me writing and complaining as well now, do they? Mind you, if I'd just been listened to in the first...
There you are.
Oh, I knew someone must have an S.
Your go, Joe.
There we are. Rank. That's 1, 2, 3, 8.
Are you sure?
1, 2...
No, I meant about opening up that triple word score.
Oh, I'm sure I won't be able to use it.
Well, you only
Phil,
need...
Phil, just don't seem to be able to concentrate tonight. There. C-I-T-E. Only 6, I'm afraid.
Zinc.
Oh, crank. Why didn't I think of putting my C there? And I'd have got the triple.
That's 75 and 33 for me.
Oh, I think I should just declare now.
108. At least something's going my way today. Your go, Jill.
Peggy, if you'd rather not play...
Oh, no. Such a change from playing against Jack. I'm afraid I do sometimes have to let him win.
You have to let Phil win.
You do not.
If he loses, it's always because he's got bad letters.
Well,
I'm glad Jack decided not to come with me tonight.
What? Because he'd get beaten?
No. Because I don't want him to know how worried I am about Jennifer.
Why? What's she after now?
Recycled computer paper.
Oh, you think they get enough people sending them samples through the post?
I don't want you to get me wrong. I love Alice. But when Jennifer uses me as some sort of dumping ground so she can
Well, she's never trooping round looking for computer paper.
That's her excuse.
Excuse for what?
Oh, I shouldn't talk about it, really.
You know, go on.
Well, I think... I'm afraid Jennifer is seeing Roger.
Well, I thought he'd gone away again.
I don't have any evidence, of course.
Peggy, I'm afraid it's true.
What?
I saw them together in Underwoods last week.
Being together in Underwoods doesn't mean
and
anything.
And Elizabeth saw them when she and Nigel went to look at Castleton Manor.
What were they doing there?
Elizabeth didn't know it was Roger.
Does that make it any better?
Mum?
What's the matter?
Have there been any calls for me? Hello, Miss Peggy.
Hello, Elizabeth. There was one.
Yes.
Would you like to go over for supper tomorrow night?
Go over where?
Lower Loxley.
Oh, Nigel. No, I meant a message from Cameron.
We're all waiting for messages from Cameron.
Well, I was supposed to be meeting him in the Bull.
Oh, perhaps he's busy.
Are you sure he said he'd meet you in the Bull tonight?
Yes. Been looking forward to it all week.
Oh. Well, Elizabeth, I don't know if I should tell you this.
Has something happened to him?
Well, I've been waiting for Mr. Rodway to get back to me all day about our increased offer for Red House Farm.
Oh, who cares about stupid farms?
Just calm down, dear, and listen to your father.
I'd made the offer subject to various conditions.
Now he's going
to
start talking about drainage ditches. Dad, just tell me.
At 5 o'clock, I rang Mr. Rodway. who said he couldn't do anything about my offer, as his client was out of the country.
What?
That's as much as I know.
No! Penny, can't be!
I don't think Mr. Rodway would tell a lie.
What about tomorrow?
Had you planned to do something special?
Perhaps you can do it another time.
Not for another 4 years.
Why? What were you going to do?
The Archers was written by Louise Page, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Neil Fraser, and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn. And now, Newsstand, presented by Louise Levine.
Good morning. You're not throwing those potato peelings away, are you? In hard times like these, everything should be put to use. It may do little to help a much-needed consumer revival, but thrift is back, and the Newsstand is full of ideas for saving money. There's now a whole magazine devoted to organized stinginess, produced in America by a pathologically tight-fisted housewife.
My challenge in life became how low I could get our food budget, or how many years I could go without buying wrapping paper.
The magazine, a predictably low-budget little rag calling itself the Tightwad Gazette, is put together in Leeds, Maine. America clearly leads the way in inspired money-saving, as illustrated by this item.